around the bottom of Yudzayin Amud Beis. Omar Mar, going back now and re-quoting the Megillus Tainus. Says Megillus Tainus, on the eighth day of Nisan, till the end of Pesach, so you're not allowed to even say eulogies, you can't fast and you can't say eulogies, because during that period of time, they established that Shavuah should be the proper time, and not like that Tzedukim said that Shavuah should always be on Sunday. So Mar says, Lomeli at Sof Moed, why do I have to say that until the end of Pesach, you can't say Hespedim? Lema ad Hamoed, just say until Pesach, because Pesach anyway you can't say Hespedim. So you don't need Megillus Tainus to tell me you can't say a Hesped from the first day of Pesach to the last day of Pesach. So just tell me that from the eighth day of Nisan till Erev Yontif, you can't say Hespedim. And I'll know that you can't say Hespedim the next 8 days, the next 7 days anyway. Umoe gufe yontifu, ba'asa. Omra papa, kida omra rav. That's what papa said, just like Rav said before, that it comes to Asr the day before, here it comes to Asr the day after. Lo nitzrecha ela lasar yom shalafana. Achinami, lo nitzrecha ela lasar yom shalafana. Just like over there, Rav said that it had to mention the day, even though the day anyway would be Asr Rosh Chodesh, but it came to Asr the day before Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. The 29th of Adar, same thing over here, came to Asa the day after Yontif. From here you see that Isruchag is Meikar Hadin, not Osir in Tainis, and not Osir in what's it called, in Hesped. If it wouldn't be for the fact that it had a special Dindur Abonim of a Yontif, the day after Pesach wouldn't be Osir. It's only Osir because it has a separate Dindur Abonim of being a Yontif too, and therefore Divrei Rabbanan need Chizuk, so they ask her the day after also. But otherwise, Isruchag wouldn't be anything special. Rashi, at Sof Mo'ada Pesach, Chaga Dishvuai Delo Lemispid, Megillus Tainus, Neforish Ma'isokim. Where explains what it means that they established the Yontif of Shavuos, and really explain what that means. Verosh Chodesh Yontif, oh, we learned this before, okay, let's go on. Lasarash Shulafanov, Lahachi nakat mireish yarcha the Nisan. Lesser is yom shalifne Rosh Chodesh betainis. Kiletanya besamich lifneya masurim. The imishum Rosh Chodesh lohaya neser. Kinemefarish the divrei Torah in Shrichim Chizuk. Just like Rav said before, that had to mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even though it's Osir because it's Rosh Chodesh, but it has an extra added reason to be Osir because it's a Yontif Rabbanan. Had it only been Osir because of Rosh Chodesh, the day before wouldn't have been Osir. Now that it's Osir, also because of Din Rabbanan, the day before is also Osir. Something over here. It didn't have to mention Pesach, because anyway you can't say Hespedim on Pesach. But if it hadn't mentioned Pesach, I wouldn't know the day after Pesach is Osir. So Mara says, Keman, Kirabiosi, the Omer Bein Lefon, the Bein Lachar of Osir. L'chora, you're telling me now that the halach is like Rabiosi. Because we have the Machlokas in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Rav Meir, whether the days in Megillus Tainus are Osir the day before them and the day after them, or only the day before them and not the day after them. If we're saying now that it had to mention Pesach, in order to tell me that the day after Pesach is also Osir, that only goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that who holds that even the day after Megillus Tainus is Osir. Shemar says, Yehochi, if it goes like Rabbi Yossi, that both the day before and the day after, day of Megillus Tainus, is Osir the Hesped. Ihachi be'esrim v'tisha nami. My iri dahavi yoma de mikme yoma de misukin tamida, tepikle dahavi le yoma de boser esrim v'timne be. Right? We said before that what's it called, that the 29th day, the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right, is Osir, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Nisukim Tamida. We said before that it didn't have to mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Megillus Tainus for itself, because anyway, it's Rosh Chodesh. Why did it mention it? To tell me that the day before is Osir. But according to Rabbi Yossi, I don't have to know the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Osir, because the 29th of Adar is the day after the 28th day of Adar. And the 28th day of Adar is also a Yontif in Megillas Tainis, which we'll see in a second. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, the day after the 28th is also Aser. So why did it have to mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan to tell me Rosh Chodesh Nisan's Aser? Didn't have to tell me. To tell me the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser, it also didn't have to tell me, because it already told me the 28th day is Aser. And if the 28th day is also, according to Rabbi Yossi, the 29th day is also Aser. So, and the 29th day is the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we're back to the question, why did it have to mention Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being Aser? Tell me from the second day of Nisan. Ah, you want to tell me the day before Rosh Chodesh is also Aser? I know that's Aser, because it's the day after the 28th. And according to Rabbi Yossi, both the day after and the day before are Aser. Typically, the Havel Yom of the Basar Esrim V'Timnebe, the Tanya, how do I know the 28th is Aser? The Esrim V'Timnebe, on the 28th day of Adar, also Besur Tetov to Liudoi, good news came to the Jews, the Lo Yigidu Mi'oraisa, they wouldn't have to be separated from the Torah. Shepam Achas Nigzru Gzeru Yisrael, we had this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Shepam Achas Nigzru Gzeru Yisrael, Shlo Yasku B'Torah, the Romans made a decree that we shouldn't learn Torah. Shlo Yomulos B'neim, they ashered Bris Mila, V'shichalu Shabbosos. All the things that make Jews special, Shabbos, Mila, and Torah, they ashered. So Ma'aso, Yehuda ben Shamua v'Chadirov, what did they do? Holchu v'not lo eitzim matronisa achas shekol gadol Romi mitzuyin hetzla. They went to ask advice from a friendly Roman matron who all the Romans used to come, the important Romans used to come to ask her advice. Amra Lohem, so she told them the following. This is where the Ben Yehoyada says, we're having a meeting tonight. A lot of Choshuva Romans are going to be in my house. So Imdu Vivginu Balayla. And at night, people's crying is heard more at night than in the daytime. It makes more of an impression. So do this at night. Make a Havganah. Right? Make a demonstration tonight near my house. Right? And we'll hear the commotion, and we'll bring up the issue, and we'll resolve it. I'll make sure it's resolved. But if you didn't make the demonstration, I brought it up myself, they think that you bribed me or whatever, and they won't listen to me. But if it's brought up, stam, and then I say nice things, so they'll listen to me. Holchu v'ifginu b'layla, so they went and they made a demonstration. Right, Mishnah had included burning garbage cans or something else, doesn't mention it in the Gemara, but Mishnah, that was also part of it. Right, so they went and made a demonstration at night. Amru Eishomayim. So first they dive into the Rabbanu Shalom. They said, Rabbanu Shalom, give us the after the Shmaya, that what we say should be effective. Lo, and then they said to the Romans, right, this is what they were crying out in their demonstration. Lo Achim Anachnu, are we not brothers? Right, Esav and Yaakov were brothers. Lo b'nei av echad anachnu, we have the same father. Lo b'nei emachas anachnu, we have the same mother, right? Yitzchok and Rivka. Manishtaninu mikol uma v'loshen shatem gozru leinu gzeros rosh. Why are we different than any other nation that you single us out to make gzeros rosh? If anything, we should be better than the other nations because we're your brothers. Ubitlu. So they mavatul the gzera. V'oso yom aso yantif. That day they made a yantif, the 28th day of Adar. So if the 28th day of Adar is Aser, then the 29th day of Adar is Aser. So why did it have to mention in Megillas Tainis that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser? And you're telling me the reason is to tell me that the day before the 29th is also Aser. I don't need to know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser. Because the 28th is also, Megillah, the 29th is Aser. And according to Rabbi Yossi, both the day before and the day after is Aser. Rashi, Keman Rabbi Yossi, Demas Nisan the Omer Afla Achrov, right? That the Mishnah is saying now that even the day afterwards is Aser. That goes like Rabbi Yossi. Bitmiya. V'shafkis Rabbanan. You're passing Rabbi Yossi and not like Rabbanan. Ihachi. And if in case, it go, if in so, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that I'll leave with Rabbi Yossi mok mislo the Megillas Tainis. The Megillas Tainis said these dates in order to Aser the day before and the day after. That means that Megillas Tainis goes according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? Megillas Tainis choftes pa'adar nomi. The Ketorat Shleil, the Hachi Noket Reish Yarcha the Nisan, the Hainu Yom Shloshim the Adar, Hasomach the Nisan, La Olam Chaser Mikavtes Yomhu, Mishum the Kaboy Lemeso Yom Chavtes. Right? You wanted. You told me the reason it said Rosh Chodesh Nisan is to Aser the day before, and normally Adar has only 29 days, so the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the 29th day of Adar. So wanted to tell me the 29th day of Adar is Aser. What do you need that for? According to Rabbi Yossi, the 29th day of Adar is also because it's the day after the 28th, which is a Yontif. Right? Typically, the Balav Hachi Havi Yossi, Yom Chav Tes, the Havi Yom Basar Chav Ches, Shehu Yontif, as the Gemara is going to say now. But also Yom Shala Achor of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds the days after Rosso Yossi. But Amai Noket Reish Yarech Alas Rosh Lefana. So then we don't need Rosh Chodesh Nisan anymore. You don't need it for itself because it's Rosh Chodesh. You don't need it to Aser the day before because it's Aser anyway because it's the day after the 28th. The Lo Yidun, they made the Gzeira, so they were happy that they didn't have to separate themselves. Shelo Yitzrichim Libatul Mitama Torah, Shenigzer Aleim Shelo Yaskim Mitorah. It's Mashmah over here that even though the Gzeira was also on Bris Milah and also on Shabbos, but the Iker Simcha was that they didn't have to Mavatul from Tama Torah. Hivginu Tzoku, Kach Mitargaminim Tehillim. What's a Havgana? To scream, okay? To scream out. Kol loshen shoa v'tzaok loshen pegina. So hafganot means just to scream out. Eish shomayim garsinon. Aho Hashem, lakodish baruch hu yitzaok. This they directed towards the Rabbanu Shalom. Al osim shigozru aleim gzeiros koshos. V'ayu omrim lohem lefnei hakodish baruch hu v'chilo acheichem. And after they directed first their hafgana to the Rabbanu Shalom, then they said what they had to say, that they should hear, the important people of Rome should hear it in the house of this woman. Okay, Omer Abaya, lo nitzrecho ela lechodesh mu'uber. Right? Now, you need to tell me that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser, to tell me that the day before is Aser, when Adar is a Mali. When Adar is a full month, has 30 days. So then, and even though in our calendar, it can never have 30 days. But when they were Makadosh al Piyariya, it was possible. The witnesses didn't come, and the Adar was 30 days. Now, if Adar is 30 days, that means that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser, and the day before it is Aser is the 30th day of Adar. That wouldn't have been Aser's Stam. And the 29th day of Adar is the day before that. That would have been Aser because of the 28th. But the 30th would not have been Aser, therefore it's only Aser because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh. So when Adar is a full month, that's why you need the Megillas Tainus to tell me the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser.
Isn't it 2 days of Shreshma?
What?
Isn't it 2 days of
Shreshma? No, not when they were Kadosh HaPiaria. Okay. Ravashi Omar, Rashi has a Girsa Rava Omar. And I saw the Sefer Minchas Yehuda brings down this many times in Shas where Ravashi and Rava are mixed up in Girsos. Right, really, after Abaya comes Rava, not Ravashi. But how did they get Ravashi? Because there was Roshei Tevos, Reish Beis Aleph. Reish Beis Aleph can be Ravashi, or it can be Rava. So sometimes they mix up Ravashi and Rava. So Rashi says here it should be Rava. Rava Omar Afilu Tema L'Chodesh Chaser. Now, I have an answer. Even if you're talking about a regular Adar, which only has 29 days, and the mail of the 29th day is Aser anyway, because according to Rabbi Yossi, because the day after the 28th, still you need to be told that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Aser. And to Aser it because of the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right? Why? Kol Shuva Achra Betainis Aser Behesped Mutter. Right? Why? Because anything that you're Asering because the day after a Yontif is only Aser Betainis. It's not Aser Behesped. Here, since it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it's the day after the 28th, so the 29th gets a special din that it's Aser Afilu Behesped. Normally, when you Aser something because it's the day after a Yontif, it's only Aser Betainis, not Aser Behesped. But over here, since it's sandwiched between two Yomim Tovim, it's both the day after the 28th and the day before the Rosh Chodesh, it's Aser Behesped too. Okay, Rashi. Lo nitzrucho ela l'chodesh mu'uber. B'shona mu'uberes sheyesh bo shnei adar. Veho echot choser. Veho echot should be some molly. The hashtag he had the other sheni molly have a yom shloshim with Nero Shchodesh Nisan. Right? So Rashi said, talking about a shona mu'uberes where there's two adars and what's it called? One of them is molly. That's one way that you have a full month adar. Inami, another possibility. The Ibru ala Adar. It was when they were Makadosh al Piyariya, and they made Adar a full month. Right? Kegon Shalom Nira HaChodesh, Yom Lamed. The Edom didn't come on the 30th day. So they couldn't proclaim that day Rosh Chodesh. They had to wait till the next day. The Mishum Yontif Tekov Chesel Mitzra Elechavtes. Because then, what was also because of the 28th, the 29th, but not the 30th. Rova Omar Afilu Tema Chodesh Chosr. V'ahochi Noket Meresh Yarcha. Could be talking even an Adar of 29 days. And it's also the 29th because it's the day after the 28th. Still, you have to be told that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Yontif to Aser the 29th because of the day before Rosh Chodesh. It's already Aser because it's the day after the 28th. No. You have to tell me why. The Ihavich Aser Leim Yaliyom Chavtes Vishum Boser Chavtes Lo Havi Aser Leil Abatainis Lehude. If the only reason the 29th will be Aser because it's the day after the 28th, it would only be Aser to fast. It wouldn't be Aser to say Hespedim. Any time we aser a day, because the day after a yontif, that day that we aser after is only aser betainis, not aser behesped. Rashi's saying it's not only where it's usher as the day after that it's only usher the tainus. Anything that's usher because of the day before or the day after. In other words, those days where they're usher themselves could possibly be usher behesped. Some yes, some not. But when it's only usher because it's the day before or the day after, then it's only usher betainus, not usher behesped. So had it been either the day before Rosh Chodesh or the day after the 28th alone, it would have only been usher betainus. The fact that it's both the day before